Good evening for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some news for Monday, January 12, 2015. Today was the launch for the city's municipal identification program. It's the largest in the country. The card is called ID-NYC. Approved last year, it's available to all New Yorkers. While it's aimed at those who don't currently have an ID, including an estimated 500,000 immigrants in the city, officials are saying the ID is really for all New Yorkers. Officials gathered at the Queens Library. Queens is where 46% of the residents are foreign-born.
It may be rainy and kind of yucky outside, but it is a beautiful day nonetheless.
Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito.
We often talk about not leaving people behind, about taking care of the undeserved, and about standing up for those who have been marginalized. And I am proud to say that today we are doing just that. Today we are sending a message that New York City is a beacon of hope, a beacon of optimism, and a beacon of opportunity. We are saying that yes, we still want those huddled masses yearning to breathe free. But we're also saying that when you are here, you won't be forgotten, and you won't be disregarded, and you will not be ignored. And why? Because you are a New Yorker. We are all New Yorkers. And in many ways, the ID-NYC we are unveiling today is more than an ID card. It is an affirmation. It's an affirmation that if you live here, if you pay taxes, and if you send your kids to school here, you are a New Yorker.
Mi nombre es Esther Sánchez. Soy de México. Llevo 18 años viviendo en la ciudad de Nueva York.
Esther Sanchez is from Mexico. She's been living in New York City for 8 years. Her three children attend public schools. She says not having an ID has complicated her life in many ways. Now the city has fixed that problem for her and for many others. To prevent any possible stigma that the ID is only carried by immigrants who are in the country illegally, the city created an incentive program. It's to entice all New Yorkers to get the ID. Cardholders gain discounts and are eligible for free memberships at many of the city's signature cultural institutions. Advocates believe having the photo-embedded cards may make immigrants otherwise lacking documentation feel more comfortable seeking help from law enforcement. They said the cards also may help the elderly, the homeless, and members of the transgender community who don't have easy access or don't have the funds to get state IDs to participate in other aspects of civic life. All New Yorkers age 14 and older are eligible, this as long as they can prove identity and city residence. Where and how to apply for the IDs? Go to your local libraries or look at the city's website, nyc.gov. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.